listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. 8 lives have been lost on Central Region roads so far this year, and we're being told to think of the social, emotional and economic price of those deaths this fatality-free Friday. Distraction is one of the most common fatal 5 causes of crashes, and the RACQ says in-car technology and devices like smartwatches are only increasing the risk. RACQ researcher Andrew Kirk says new portable cameras are making it easier than ever for fines to be issued.
That can injure or kill someone completely innocent by you doing that. So that's not revenue raising. That's trying to get the point across that, hey, this behaviour isn't acceptable. You need to focus on what you're doing.
A reformed Queensland youth criminal said it took decades moving away and having kids of his own to snap out of the cycle of crime. It comes after Queensland Police released a documentary this week about policing youth offenders to highlight the complexity of youth crime and the need for a multi-agency approach. The reformed offender says growing up in poverty, it's difficult not to turn to crime.
If you come from poverty, especially in those housing commission areas, go for alcohol, drugs. As a kid, you either join in or you're an outsider. There are a lot of people that do get out of it.
A man is expected in the Rockhampton Magistrates Court next month, accused of multiple copper thefts in the city's northern suburbs. Police allege between February and April, the 37-year-old Norman Gardens man took copper wire, a trail camera and commercial power tools. During a search on Tuesday, officers claim to have found empty wire spools, cannabis and utensils. The man is now facing multiple charges, while police say their investigations are continuing. Taking a look at local sport, the CQ Capras will run out in front of a home crowd when they take on North's Devils tomorrow afternoon. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News and add to your favourites now.